Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio ang mga bagitong-bagitong entrepreneur, ang mga bumubuo ng Little Jeepney. Magandang araw, Marie Puno. Magandang araw, Angelo Giling.
Hello!
Hi!
Little Jeepney. Ano ang Little Jeepney?
We're a Filipino food truck. We're actually the first Filipino food truck in Australia. And we'll be roaming the streets of Melbourne soon.
So pag sinabi mong food truck, ito yung mga nakikita kong mga kainan. Maring nakapark sa isang kanto ngayong araw. Tapos sa susunod na araw, doon naman sa kabilang kanto ng isang lugar. Tama?
Yeah.
Una sa lahat, bakit food truck?
With our rolling food truck, it's a good opportunity for us to meet new people, not just at one area or one type of people.
So pag sinabi mong little jeepney, iniisip ko, Pinoy yung pagkain mo dito o Pinoy yung lulutuin mo?
We're going to be doing Filipino food, but with a little bit of fusion.
Pag sinabi mong fusion, ibig sabihin ba may halo ng style mula sa ibang lugar?
Yeah, so we're doing things like tocino burgers. We're going to try sisig tacos, for example. So we've got Western influences with our traditional Filipino food.
Ikaw ba ay isang chef?
No, I'm not. I was actually a teacher before this.
So, paano mo naisip yung mga lutuing ito, Marie?
It's really a generational thing. My parents, my aunties and uncles have passed down their recipes to us. We've just been testing them out and trying them out until we perfected them.
So, iniisip ko, mahilig kang kumain para maging mahilig kang magluto.
Yeah, which is not a good thing. But someone has to do it, so I guess it's us.
Ilang taon ka, Marie, nung una kang nahilig magluto?
Since the age of around 5, I was already cooking, baking, doing those things, and my parents really encouraged me to love food.
So ikaw ba yung, nung bata ka, merong stool sa tabi ng kalan? Tapos nandun ka sa stool, tapos tinatanong mo sa mommy mo, sa nanay mo na, pwede ako tumulong? Anong gagawin ko?
Yeah.
O ikaw ba yung taga-tikim?
Both, because actually my dad's the one that really... I was really next to, and my titas, they were the ones that I was...
So yung tatay mo yung nagluluto?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm lucky that he loves food so much. So every time he'd cook barbecue or cook any dish, I'd be next to him just tasting it, trying to learn how to chop things slowly until now.
So where did the idea of tocino burger come from? So was it something that you just got out of a cookbook or out of days or months of trial?
Trial and error. But we've also, throughout the couple of years before starting the business, we were looking online, we were looking at what was in and interesting and popular overseas, and what was happening in the Philippines also, because there's a lot of fusion happening in the Philippines at the moment.
Kasi yung food trucks simula ng mga 2 or 3 years ago, unti-unti na siyang sumisikat, hindi ba?
Yeah, it's slowly, progressively getting more popular. And so I think now is the right time to introduce Filipino food.
So, ibig sabihin ba, 2 years in the making itong little GP?
Yes, it's all of our research, all of our branding, all of the things that we wanted into our business took 2 or 3 years, especially the planning with the councils and the permits and stuff. So, it's taken a long time to get here.
Angelo, ano naman yung input mo? Ikaw ba yung taster? Ikaw ba yung assistant chef? O ikaw ba yung nagpinta ng truck?
I think I'm more of just her helping hand. Just whenever she needs help, I'll be there to lend her.
So ibig sabihin ba yung little jeepney family effort? Kung pumunta ako sa opening niyo sa 28 ng February, puro ba mga magpipinsan or mga tito-tita yung tutulong?
Yes.
All of the above.
So you can eat for free while you're helping out serve.
I think I'd get in trouble if I did that.
But I'm sure they'll feed you after your shift.
Definitely.
So Marie, ano yung, pag sinabi mo kasing Pinoy na pagkain, ang una kong iniisip, may kanin.
Yes.
So sa food truck ba, may kanin?
Yeah, we'll be doing sinangag inside our truck.
Wow.
And we'll also try silogs.
Long silog,
long
silog.
We'll try everything.
So parang nung bata ko, ang pinakasikat na pinupuntahan ng mga Pinoy, pag kunyari galing sila sa gimmick. Alam mo yung gimmick?
Yep.
Pag Sabado ng gabi or Biyernes ng gabi. O kaya yung mga nagtatrabaho, nag-overtime. Bago sila umuwi, dadaan sila sa guda o sa gotomi, kakain sila ng mga tapsilog, longsilog, goto. Parang ganun ba yung vibe?
Yeah, I want that vibe. I want Filipinos to really feel like there's a little piece of the Philippines here in Melbourne. So that's what we're trying to bring down, that culture of love of food.
So yung sa Pilipinas, meron yung pag sinabi mong jeep, meron yung tinatawag na busboy ba yung tumatawag na biyahin kaya po, biyahin kaya po. Meron bang ganun sa little
Angela
jeep?
Angela can do that.
So ano, pag pumunta ako at nakita ko ang truck na may drawing na little jeep, ano-ano yung mga first three na dapat kong tikman?
Our Filipino pork barbecue is one of them. You should definitely try our adobo and our tocino burger, definitely.
Yung tocino burger ba, may kasama siyang soft drinks na nasa plastic?
Oh, I wish.
Para Pinoy na maestro. Alam mo yun?
Mm-mm.
So, gagawa ka rin ba ng panghimagas o matamis na Pinoy? Dahil sa Pampanga, sikat yung mga kakaninin, di ba?
We're going to start off with turon and halo-halo at the start, but then we want to move into the traditional kapampangan kakanin. So, like the mochis, the things that you'd really see in that area.
So, imitahin mo yung mga kababayan mong kapangpangan.
Munta kayo po kitang opening week on the 27th of February, King Wyndham Harbor po.
Maraming salamat, Marie Puno at Angelo Giling. Ng Little Jeepney.
Thank you.
Iikot-ikot sa Melbourne, malapit na.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.